iron with the Stonehenge.
And it's really amazing because it has a lot of tunnels. It's like an underground city. And it has the coat of arms of Saint Martin, but instead of having the moons, it has the sun, three suns, and two unicorns. And I just saw it and I had a wonderful feeling, like happiness.
Abject bliss.
I didn't really understood that.
We're
abject
sorry.
Bliss.
Abject bliss, yes.
Abject bliss, that's raw bliss. Rather naked.
Aperture science.
Yes, I have the impression we were doing something in these tunnels, in this subterranean.
Okay, have you done all the castles?
You just go up and down from top bottom to fit on the rest of them, that's all.
No, no, how many have you done, Roxy?
The 12th is number one.
The 12th is Chateau Cotter, eh? You mean? Or what do you mean?
Starting from which side? From the mouth of the Loire Valley or Orleans?
The ley lines don't flow that way.
Because I think the chateau that it says is like the entrance of the La Loire system of castles is the Chateau d'Un, Chateau d'Un. That was a place where Joan d'Arc used to be a lot. Is that castle related?
Can be.
Roxana, can you keep relating the numbers? Ask the castles and their corresponding numbers.
Yes, we don't.
Are these different castles like cell towers?
No, but they can be triangulated like cell towers, but they're not quite like that.
Could we do the order?
Have to do with Palladio stucco?
We say everything does sooner or later.
Relates to Palladio stucco?
Do.
Is that referring to the strata of the Earth's crust?
Maybe.
Okay, tag out.
So then if Stonehenge, if those have, like, super high resistance, would they be controlling some emanations that are coming from a central point so that they can control
they
the outward?
Yeah. They would squelch it.
But not the whole signal, right?
Correct.
Is that related to the squelch you were talking to Dave about?
Indubitably.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
So then it's like the non-gate.
Okay.
What is it?
No. We're connecting the dots. I mean, you can just be real stealing with Pammy Dan and Joho, but you never like it like that. You like to chase stuff, so we're letting you chase it.
It's fun.
It's fun, that's it.
Could you tell me if these chateaus are in order, also in this order, castles, Beauregard, Lurie, and Dampierre, are they part of the castles, or they were just places Frank used to go? Dampierre, Lurie, Beauregard.
Mm-hmm. So there's 12 of those structures at Stonehenge, and there's 12 castles. Ion, is Stonehenge like at the center of some signal emanation that projects out to those 12 castles?
The man is being Mateo. The man is knocking at the door. Oh, yeah. Somebody let him in, Bob. Let him in. Paul McCartney wants in.
Yeah, Ian fell out, and he came back in.
fell out. Okay. That's so funny. We, yeah, non-physical, we fell out. We fell. We were slain in the spirit. We were slain in the spirit. We got some Sacred Heart Holy Ghost.
Why do I have this happy feeling with this shuttle?
Because of wings.
Is that my castle?
No, I don't know. If it is, you haven't taken any good care of it.
Are you saying wings as connected to Paul McCartney, Ion?
Yes.
Is that related to some archangel?
Sam, I can't.
Why does he have these two coat of arms, sometimes with the moons and sometimes with the suns? So you say I haven't taken care of this castle, but what should I do to take care of it?
No, we're not warring you, darling. You said, are they? And they said, well, if they are, you've not taken very good care of them. And that's the point. And so in the segue that you're trying to engage, they've lasted what you call your test of time. You've engaged them at the level that you have. All the sieging salt that you were sieging to find was the breadcrumbs, like Hansel and Gretel, to get you into the oven so that the witch can eat you well. That's what that's about. Now you've noted them. Now you know there is a castle made of gingerbread, and you can decide if you want to eat it, take it up and eat it, or if you want to connect it and decorate it. Let everybody come out and look at your beautiful, wonderful castle. So much fun.
Yes. I love the tunnels and the caves.
They are wonderful.
Where do they connect to?
We would say what you call nether worlds.
Is that nether like in Egypt? Nether?
Well, Egypt is also nether, but the nether world, yes. Or the Netherlands, that's a place. So, nethers.
Oh, the Netherlands.
Hey, Ion, you make mention several times of something called a flying Jenny.
Yeah, where was you when lightning struck the flying Jenny?
What does that refer to? What is that?
Oh, it's a toy, a game, a recreation thing where you fell down a tree and you put a nail or a pin or a peg in the middle of it. And you take a plank or a board and you attach it to that pin and you spin it around in a circle, the flying Jenny.
Also, with respect to churches again and some references to the Bible that you make, when you get to the word congregation, you say, mark that as notable. Now, congregation, when you are saying mark it, do you mean mark it as with the definition of bringing together something together, an instance of congregating or the state of being congregated? Because all the other definitions are of people or of a church.
Right. Well, not necessarily. It varies. That's the whole point that you're supposed to note, is it varies, shifts, varies. When we say note it, then look at the contextual view.
Recently, you said the chain of pain will show markers in the marrow of the bone.
Yep.
Are you talking about the polypeptide chains within the
myocardium?
Are those polypeptide chains the ones with a neutrino bond?
Sometimes they are an ionic bond, and sometimes it's a neutrino bond. It can preclude both.
So the covalent, the octet rule is gone.
Thank God.
That was a construct for understanding what an ionic bond was.
Past tense was. That's why we're trying to get you out of it, because those bonds, as you can tell, as you can tell, they're not holding anymore. And that's why everyone's right. Very sideways and cross about it. They make all these medicines, and these medicines come to me and take money. They're supposed to do something. Next thing you know, it does something else. And then it takes its own half-life and becomes a whole other thing, just like heavy metal in the system. It doesn't know how to take care of it. Then all of a sudden, there's too much of it. Then they start falling away, with and ring, dying. And then they have to go get Dr. Dean's complete appointments just to save their damn big pharma. Thank you, Dr. Dean. You saved them again.
Now that it's gone, what does that do to the ionic bond?
Makes it a non sequitur.
Can you define non sequitur in this context?
Well, what does non sequitur mean in any context?
I don't know.
Troublesome, it must be.
Ionic bond becomes troublesome?
No, you not being able to find the definition. If you can't find the definition, why would you believe us? If you can't find the definition, you've got to prove it in the Wikipedia, or it can't be.
Definition of non sequitur is a conclusion or statement that does not logically follow from the previous argument or statement.
Bam. In that context.
So NaCl bonds because of the octet rule, so now it no longer bonds.
It will bond, but it will no longer stay.
I have to research more of that to get more questions, but I think that's
okay.
Good.
But you're doing wonderful, because now you're starting to see, oh, wait, all we're saying is the chemistry is changing. It was always aperture science, and now aperture science can no longer be recognized. So if it has to be the science that is seen and you can't see anymore,
right.
Now you're serving the god of the mystery landscape. So you'll have to join Bob's master's class, Hand Signals for the Blind.
Aperture, that's what you're saying, right? Like related to sight?
Dude, even when it's spelled punny.
You talked about the generations of the drops, and you referenced generation 120 as being effervescent, and you made reference to arriving at Goshen. What is Goshen?
A protected place.
The river, right?
Sanctuary.
Land. Sanctuary, Clary. Sanctuary.
Is that the name of the river as well?
There is one, but no.
And then you said, from Ziglag to Zion.
Ziglag to Zion, yes.
What is Ziglag?
It's a place. It's where the Amalekites were waging war.
So is this something in the Bible?
Yes, we're sorry to report.
Where the Amalekites made war, is that what you just said?
Yes. Come forth. Look up Reba McGuire from Ziglag Design. Oh, flip. Just go to Jenny's playlist. It's on Jenny's playlist. She's got all the best music over there. It's so wonderful. We adore her.
So there's a song called Ziglag?
To Zion.
I will do that.
Makes it so much easier. There's a thing you can get. Try to get a hold of this. It's called YouTube. We'll spell it for you. It's YOU, then TUBE, and then dot. But now, if you don't write out dot, DOT, just hit dot, like Flossed in Paradise, dot. It says a period, dot. Just put up the dot. Then it's C O. And then Oscar, and then M, and then Mary. And then hit return or enter, depending on which kind of doodle you got in it. Or you can just tell Google and say, Siri, get me unfucked on this deal. I don't know Ziglag or Zion. And I always understand that you're trying to get Reba and Donnie McGuire. Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Zion.
Now, see, y'all said we weren't good for nothing. We helping you find the YouTube. And yeah, you do have a looky box, though, right? You got a looky box, yes?
I do have a looky box, yes.
Excellent. Well, you're well on the way.
No. Ion, when you say visceral, are you feeling it viscerally in your body? Is that a different feeling than when you had the conversation about the difference between emotions and feelings with Bob?
Yeah, it's like when you feel the burn. Do you feel the burn? Do you feel the burn, especially in Nevada?
So that's feeling something in your senses. Is you physically sensing something in your body? A sensation?
We were talking about Bernie Sanders feeling the burn.
Okay, so how about the visceral feeling?
Ooh, visceral, the transubstantiated viscerosity. Mm, viscerosity, that sounds like a very high-minded thing. We like high-minded things.
Is that like the burning in the belly?
Yeah. It's referencing, it would be just before the main section of tail of T.
It's before the main section of tail of T?
Tail of T, yes. It's in our virtual ebook. I don't think it's made it to the shelves yet.
Wasn't Tail of T something to do with Matthew Hurtado?
No.
Why am I remembering that with him? I don't know.
He had a website where we told him to sell tea, and he had that used our website, Tail of T.
He had a website called Tail of T.
Yeah, where he sold tea, because we told him about tea.
Okay.
He was on one of his poor runs of didn't have any money. Please get me some money. Must have some money. He's dying for money. So we told him to sell tea on the Lucky Box.
When you're saying Tail of T right now, you're not referring to him, right?
We are not.
Does the chestnut's long barrow relate to the squelch as well?
Well, if squelch refers to a place, okay.
Squelch refers to a place now?
Chestnuts was the answer to a question that referred to a geographical space.
Right, that's what I'm referring to. Is that also part of the squelch, the frequency squelch?
Not necessarily. They certainly can, but not necessarily.
Thank you. Someone else can go. I'm in the van.
You're very welcome. You're always in that damn van, aren't you, darling?
Just for now.
It's fine.
May I ask you something?
Wait, we got to tell her what size of macchiato to get this time, okay? Wait 1 second. You want to try flat white spice today? You want to try flat white spice? It's mighty smooth.
I like tea. I don't drink much coffee, actually.
But you need to. You need a little spur. You need a little contrast. It can't hurt. A little bit.
That's true. I do enjoy it every now and then, yeah. Little flat white.
Yeah, because otherwise the chai is just this kind of thing, yeah. Flat white spice, yeah.
All right, I'll get a tall this time.
Yeah, not a vintage.
I want to ask you about the Nicaragua Canal.
Okay.
It's supposed to be done by 2019, and it's a $40 to $50 billion project, and it's being funded by a Chinese billionaire. But it's not moving as fast as they thought. Is it going to be completed by 2019? Is it going to be completed at all?
It depends on if Bob approves the bridge loan or not.
So if he approves it to the Chinese billionaire, Wang?
It'll go forward. But Wang doesn't have any money. He's got no money checks.
He doesn't have any money. That's why it's not moving forward?
No, he's got no damn money checks. He ran out of money checks. His was borrowed. But now they'll have a board meeting, and Bob will make the final decision. He'll wax and wane about it. Then he'll make some objective, ridiculous Gale Zappa quote that'll change his mind, and he'll say, well, it really doesn't make any difference to me. It doesn't affect my ice cream, so why not? And then next thing you know, it'll go okay, and it'll move forward. It'll be all right.
And what's the purpose of building it? It's really close to the Panama Canal. It's supposed to be bigger than the Panama Canal. The
Panama Canal is failing.
So this one would take over?
And that's why Bob gave it away. He gave away the Panama Canal. Back to Jimmy Carter with NAFTA and GATT. He gave that away. He said, here, you can have it. I want it. I'm Canadian. I don't really like to own anything.